And how long have we been talking about this? Pressure is now mounting on Australian superannuation funds to invest in Australian agriculture. A bloke called Arthur Naumidis, who's the managing director of the crowdfunding group Domacom, said two-thirds of the people who've pledged money for his campaign to buy the Kidman Agricultural Empire were members of either industry or retail super funds. Now, crowdfunding is where people just pledge money to causes on the internet, and the Domacom campaign has raised almost $60 million in nowhere near enough, of course, in pledged funds to purchase the Kidman estate. But the point Mr. Naumidis is making, he said, the industry funds have told me their members don't care about anything other than the amount they retire on, and because of this they see no reason why they should invest in Kidman. But he says our Kidman campaign shows that's not true. Basically, the people who are investing with him, stumping up a few bob to buy Kidman, they've only got to $60 million, admittedly, but they are people who are in retail and superannuation funds, industry and retail funds. Bruce Cook, an electrician who has pledged to the Domacom Kidman campaign, says he's angry with his industry super fund for not investing in Australian agriculture. He said, they tell me about the retail property they bought, but never about a farm they bought. A recent survey found Australian superannuation funds invested only 0.3% of almost $2 trillion that they manage in agriculture. Now, that's money owned by Australians. Why shouldn't it be spent on ensuring that Australians own Australia's finest and most profitable assets?